Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Wednesday, everyone. Today is another day of celebration for us, and we will be joined by four of my past amazing guests. Our first guest this morning will be a CEO and founder of the Better Business Bureau, Mr. Jim Nimley himself. He's hanging out with me in the virtual green room. And following Jim will be Kayla Smith-Upton, followed by Veronica Conway, and we will close out with Talia Stovall. So we have some great conversation lined up for you. But before we go into this morning episode, let me start off with our theme song.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, again, as I said, you know, today's a day of celebration again, and I'm excited about the show, and I want you to call in and be part of the conversation by calling 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And for those of you who have been following me on this celebration month, you know that I'm asking my listeners and guests to donate towards my breakfast feeding program over my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. And we have a link set up for that, and that is http://www.gofundme.com. The numeral 1, lowercase g, the numeral 4, lowercase m, 3-8. GoFundMe 1, g, 4, m, 3-8. And we are trying to keep a tab of what we are doing. So call in, let us know how much you are willing to donate toward the breakfast feeding program. We are looking, with God's blessing, to launch this program come the new school year in September. So I want to welcome guests 1, 2, 3 to the show. And it doesn't matter. If you only have a dollar, I want to encourage you to find 4 other people that have a dollar too, and all together combined, you can all donate $5. So it doesn't matter what you can give. Call in today. Tell us, call the number 646-915-8166. Let us know how much you can donate to the breakfast feeding program. We also have opportunity for you to donate via PayPal. And also, if you want to mail a check in, you can call, and I will tell you how to do that. So I'm reaching out to you. We have been serving you for 6 years, and we need to call you to come forth and help us to just pay it forward by helping these children to be able to learn when they get in the classroom. You and I know how important the first meal of the day is, which is breakfast. So help me put a hot breakfast in the stomach of these children. So now, without any further delay, I want to welcome my friend, colleague, and honored guest, Mr. Jim Nemley. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning, Dr. Daphne, and happy anniversary. How's it going?
Thank you, sir. I cannot imagine that it was 6 years ago that you and I was engaged in a conversation when I did not know about Blog Talk Radio until you mentioned it to me. And I want to thank you for your generosity in sharing that information with me, because here I am, 6 years later, 115,000 plus listeners. And I know it's not the 1.4 million like other people have, but had it not been for you, I would not have been able to touch these other lives. So I honor you and applaud you and thank you for that.
Oh, listen, the pleasure is not only mine, but the pleasure is all of those who you've blessed over the years. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. The content of your material, the people that you have on, and the whole nine yards, where you've taken this show is really admirable. And I applaud you, Daphne.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have been on here several times, and, you know, you are no stranger to Blog Talk platform, because you, too, have an amazing show that you are turning the lives of entrepreneurship around. What have you been up to that's new since you were last with us?
What have I been up to? Well, I've launched a new company.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Congratulations. Tell us about that.
That's the Extraordinary Business Builders. See, we used to be the Better Business Builders. Now we're the Extraordinary Business Builders.
All right.
Yes, we've graduated, all right? We're no longer just better.
Extraordinary. So, correct that, listeners. Extraordinary Business Builders. Yes.
Yeah. So we've been up to a lot of things. We've launched, as a matter of fact, we've even launched $5,000 scholarships for one year of coaching. And, towards 1 year of coaching. So we've done a whole lot since last on. And, of course, we've been following you, watching all that you're doing. And I'll tell you something. For you folks that haven't already donated to the school, what are you waiting for? You know, how come you haven't gotten there yet? I did mine before I got on the air with you today, Daphne. So
Thank you so very much.
GoFundMe. Oh, yeah. And folks, make certain, it makes it very easy. Just go to GoFundMe, that link that Daphne gave you. Go there and make certain that you click through. It's an easy way of doing that. And be assured of the fact that you are going to be blessing a lot of children. And then also, when it tells you, don't leave there once you've done that. When it tells you to share it on Facebook, share it on your Facebook account so other people can see that you're hanging out with some dynamic company, and that's the Dr. Dynamic Daphne herself.
You know, Jim, I thank you because, you know, God is so faithful. Last November, I was in the Dominican Republic among some affluent, energetic young people. And one of the women who is now in Dubai, she is originally from Vienna, and she's one of the board of directors living in Dubai. And this morning at 9 o'clock, I had a meeting set up with her because she wanted to update me on what is happening on her end of the spectrum pertaining to the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And what she's doing over there in Dubai, all the event that she puts on, a percentage of that event, she will be putting a portion towards the breakfast feeding program. So not only is God moving here in the U.S., he's moving in Dubai as well. And I tell you, had it not been for technology and the proficiency of everything that's happening online, we would not be able to do that. You know, in years gone by, Jim, we would only have to look for people in our zip code to be part of what
that?
We're doing.
How about that?
You know?
And folks, take advantage of this technology. Like I said, there's nothing like blessing those who can't do for themselves.
Yes.
And if we're not out there blessing them, how are you going to get a blessing? You know, I also happen to be an ordained minister. I don't believe in keeping things in my hand. I keep my hands open. That's important.
That's right.
It's about
That's right.
giving. Giving and blessing. Mm-hmm. You give and it will be given back to you.
That's right. And you know the amazing thing? You just need to give as you say. And don't worry about how you're going to get it back because I'm here to tell you, you will get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Because the gardens that we plant, we don't necessarily need to be around to cut the flowers when they bloom.
Mm-hmm.
So long as you plant the garden, the universe will provide the nutrients and the people who will keep it nurtured, and it will also provide the people who will harvest the bloom. And all that is required of you and I is that we keep planting, keep sowing, keep sowing, keep sowing, because we are going to be placed in the midst of a garden that is ready to be harvested. And we are going to look around, Jim, and we are going to say, these weren't the flowers that we planted. I've never seen this species before. But yet, look on the abundance that I'm able to harvest.
Yeah.
And this is why people, you know, I encourage people not to be selfish in life. You know, I'm working with a client now out of state, and she sent me an email the other day, and she says, you know, I wish you could clone yourself because everybody needs to be working with a mentor like you. And she says, it's amazing I had to find you in Connecticut. But she says, the distance doesn't make a difference.
Absolutely not.
And
it really doesn't.
It's all God, Jim.
Absolutely. You know, when you take a look at how he put the technology together that we can touch people around the world, it's unbelievable. I know that I have people on my show from the other side of the world. You know, we are talking about more than 12 hours time difference.
Mm-hmm.
They're ahead of us in the next day, you know, and on the phone. You know, I had a guy reach out to me the other day that I have coming on in May. He's in Gibraltar, and he's saying, we're way ahead of you in time. Can we do this some other way? I said, it's a live show. You want to be on the show? Hey.
That's right.
You gotta get up early.
You know, it's amazing, Jim, because when I, the other day when I decided that I wanted to celebrate here and I looked, I've had guests on from over 26 countries. And I'm thinking, my God, a lot of these guests are in another day. They are in another time zone.
Day, absolutely.
You know,
yes.
Had we been on a traditional platform, we could not have done
Never.
It.
Never. It would
Never.
Have been impossible. Impossible.
Impossible.
You
and,
could,
you know,
you
I had Alan Lee on last week, and I thank him for what he has allowed us to do. And he shared that they are really looking to expand what they are doing to allow us as hosts to monetize what we are doing. And I jokingly said to him, thank you for agreeing to my mental request, because, you know, Jim, we spend a lot of money. We spend a lot of money doing what we are doing here, and we don't make any money back. And
nope.
You and I, we are not on free platform here. We pay for what we give to our people, and we do that because we believe in serving the people.
You're absolutely right, and it's so important to do so. My show, we launched my show in August of 2008. All right, so we've been on a while also, and I just find it amazing just being able to go out there and to reach people, to educate them. You know, my show is purely business, you know, and I want to be able to educate as many small business owners as possible. And you're inspired to do the same thing. I hope folks recognize that. This is important. Follow the shows. Make certain that you're involved in the shows. Listen, take the advice that's being given to you, because of the fact that this isn't being done just for the fun of it. It's being done to bless you. So make certain you do that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Tell people when your show is on, Jim, please.
As a matter of fact, we're on this evening from 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. My guest this evening is author Skip Bailey, and I'm really looking for him to be on, because he's got a very, very, very special book that he's put out, and folks need to understand what he's there to do. He's really there to bless a lot of people. I mean, you know, I'll tell you something. I love the folks that we've been finding for our shows, because when you find these folks, you find out that they really have a blessed heart. And Skip's book is called You Are Outstanding and Unstoppable.
That's right. And, you know, each of us have to step up and realize who we are and be bold in stating who we are. I mean, we are all a work in progress, because, you know, over the years, Jim, I have been so committed and devoted to touching and elevating others. And a couple of years ago, this lady said to me, you know, you're promoting everybody else. Who is promoting you?
Mm-hmm.
And I step back and I look at it and I say, she's right.
Yeah.
And that was when I said, I'm going to get a voiceover for my show, because I get into the flow of promoting my guests and lifting them up. And a lot of times I don't even mention who I am and the services that I give. And I need to begin to do that. You know, we
Absolutely.
Have to say who we are, because I look and I said, my Lord, when is somebody going to invite me on their show? And everything. But I look at what I'm doing and I said, people are learning about me and what I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am just so thankful for the way that I'm able to touch their lives. And, you know, excuse me, stepping into year 7, I'm getting ready to allow the universe to rock me and roll me, because we are ready for bigger things. We are ready for bigger, more magnificent things. So look out, world. We are coming.
Look out. You know, the most fun I've had on the radio, and I've had fun over all these years, was that I think it was about 8 or 9 months where we co-hosted a show together.
Mm-hmm.
That was a ball. I had a ball doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. It was amazing. And you know, the things that can manifest when you allow the universe to lead. when we remove the ego and all the pride out of the equation,
mm-hmm.
and just sit back, you know, just turn up, ready to be led.
That's right. It will amaze
you every time what happened, because there, you know, you really could have said, you're a new kid on the block. I'm a seasoned host. I'm not going to do that.
But none
of that came into the equation. We just turn up and we just rocked.
It was a blast. It really was.
And I look forward to the opportunity for us to do that again. And I say,
absolutely.
You know, Jim, I just get up every day and I'm grateful for the people that I'm able to connect with, whether locally, nationally, or internationally. And
mm-hmm.
I just keep doing what I'm doing because, you know, sometimes, Jim, and I don't know whether it is that way for you, but sometimes if we continue to only focus on our immediate surrounding, we can sometimes get discouraged.
Oh, for sure.
And this is why I think the effectiveness of digital programming and things like that was created for us to be encouraged, because people who are the distance, what the Bible said, a king has no honor in his own country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or something similar.
Prophet,
to that.
Yeah.
The prophet yeah. has no honor in his own town. And it's the same thing with us, with the work that we do. Sometimes people tend to take it for granted.
Mm.
So I encourage the entrepreneurs and the small business people to, you know, drive
yeah.
out of town often and meet some people so you can start to tell them about what you're doing. If what you're doing, you are not doing on the radio like Jim and I do. But take a trip out of town and talk about what you do, because there are many people who will listen to you.
You know,
and we'll take
yeah.
advantage of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, like you said, what I found, you know, I've done this now, working with small businesses for over 30 years, so that's been half my life.
A long time.
Yeah, half my lifetime, and I've worked with over 10,000 businesses. And
wow.
In that period of time, you know, you get to see it all. But one of the things that I was on somebody else's show not so long ago, because, you know, I'm always on other people's shows as well, and that
mm-hmm.
I'm on television as well. But
mm-hmm.
I was making mention of a fact that that's absolutely true, and I quantified this for sure. You know, business owners think that they make thousands of mistakes all the time, and that's not
mm-hmm.
true.
They
mm-hmm. make a handful of mistakes thousands
mm-hmm.
of times.
All that's right.
That's all it is, the handful of mistakes thousands
mm-hmm.
of times. And the things
mm-hmm.
that you might find you going through, you think that nobody else in the world has ever gone through this before. I mean, to tell you, you're absolutely wrong. But like Daphne says, if you're not getting out there, if you're not associating with others out there, you do have a tendency to believe that you're out on an island. This is no
mm-hmm.
island. If you're on an island, then you put yourself there. All right?
It's time you're
to
isolated.
Step out. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I have to tell you out there is, don't quit. You're not a loser. I read somewhere somebody recently says a winner, the difference between a winner and a loser is that a winner tried one more time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
a winner,
you know,
tried one more time.
One more time. I do a column for the Helmet Hub here in New Milford, and a couple of days ago I wrote an article that will be coming out, I think, either next week or the week before, and it was it is called Time to Press the Refresh Button, because it's I have encountered a few people, Jim. It's just April. And people are already getting ready to throw the towel in because things they had so-called planned for is not going the way they plan it. And I'm thinking, when your computer freezes up, you press the refresh button. Hello? So press the refresh button in your life and continue.
Wow.
And, you know, this is happening to people because people are isolated and themselves and their personal development is the last thing that they want to invest in. You notice people go out and they buy the big screen TVs and all these toys and everything. But do they buy a book or a tape?
How about
that? No, they want to find out, oh, so what can I get free? What can I get free?
I know.
They do not want to invest in themselves.
Absolutely not, and it's terrible. It's terrible.
You know?
It's terrible.
So I want people to know that the phone lines are open, so if they have any questions, they can call in. Jim and I will continue in conversation until the other guests call in. But this is the time you can call in to find out from Jim. And I think I have a caller on. I'll go to that caller. You can call in to find out from Jim information he mentioned about the $5,000 scam coaching scholarship. You can call in 646-915-8166 and to find out how you can take advantage of that. Plus, Jim is having a webinar coming up on the 17th of April, I think. And you can check all of that out at their website at XOBIZBILDRS. XOBIZBILDRS.biz. That is where you can check all the information out about the scholarship. And there is a webinar that is coming up. And I'm going to have Jim talk about the webinar, but let me check in with this caller, get their questions. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 5160. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, this caller.
This is T.A. Lustmatoffin, just letting you know I'm on the line.
Oh, okay. This is my honored, my other honored guest, so I'll get you on in a hot minute. Jim, just... tell the listeners, I want to thank you, Jim, for being on with me. I want to bring my honored guest on. You're welcome to hang around if your time allow. But would you tell the people where to find the information about the webinar and also the coaching scholarship?
Well, the scholarship is written right there on your you have been announcing that. And the webinar is called Everything You Ever Learned About Generating Leads and Growing Your Business Is Wrong. And that's going to be a live free webinar. That's going to be tomorrow evening. And you've already given them the destination of how they can find out information about that as well.
All right.
Daphne, it was lovely being on your show again. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so very, very, very much. And I'll be talking with you soon. Have a happy Easter.
You too. Now take care.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Yes, that was Mr. Jim Nimley, CEO and founder of the Extraordinary Business Builders, the Extraordinary Business Builders. And remember, you can check them out at their new website, XOBIZBuilders.biz. Well, good morning, Mrs. Smith Upton. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I am hearing you okay. Well, welcome back. I know, I think it was maybe around about 4 years or so that you were on here. So it's always a pleasure to have my returning guests back. And thank you for coming to celebrate with us this morning. And I want to remind, welcome to guest 159 to the chat. I want to remind my listeners and guests that we are asking you to donate to our nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., where we are launching or looking to launch in September the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel School in Jamaica, West Indies. You can call us in and tell us what your donations is. If you want to mail a check in, we'll tell you how to do that. You can visit us at http://www.gofundme.com/4m3. So we look forward to your support, and for those of you who have already donated, we applaud and thank you. So, Ms. Keela, what's new with you since you were here last time?
Wow, so much. It's amazing how time flies. Thank you for having me on, and it's wonderful to hear your voice again.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to donating to your cause. I'm actually looking at it right now. So,
but your plans have changed because you were going to be traveling, but it seems as if you are stationary. So I'm glad about this. Yeah.
Me too, because the sound is better.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful. Let me just tell the listeners something, because 4 years ago when you and I met, you were up and rising, but you had already passed the up, and you were soaring. You were a soaring artist. However, since then, you know, it is so touching when we are obedient to the call. Since then, you had gone a 2,000% paradigm shift.
That's a good way to put it. I'm going to have to write that one down.
I want you to explain about your call as an artist and what that meant when I met you, because you were doing something phenomenal that was impacting the community. However, when you were called to other duty, you did not just sit in the comfort of where you were for a lot of years. You knew it was a call on your life, and you turn up for duty. So I want you to start off with the art and then transition into the new call that you have had.
Okay. Well, and I'll try to do it as succinctly as I can. So
yes.
For a little over 22 years, I lived a life and business life that I absolutely loved. I actually was in art school at the time getting my bachelor's degree of fine art when I started to enter the professional life of being an art educator and also a muralist. And it spiraled pretty quickly to just envelop my life. And I looked up and 20 years had passed and I had created tons of murals collaboratively, also in certain communities in and around the Chicago area, and with people who were artists, people who weren't, and really empowering people's voice to speak through a visual means to not only add the traditional things people think of as art, you know, color and a design, but to actually communicate an idea that they wanted for themselves as a community. So I did this. I was very passionate about it. My family background, my father and brother are architects, so I was used to buildings and these large thing. So I created really large murals. And about 3 years ago, I hit this wall where I had this phenomenal project over the summer come together. I raised all the money. I hired over 30 teenagers. I trained people. And I just hit this wall where I from that got another commission. And after that commission, I just heard this question, like, is this all there is? Is this what I do for the rest of my life? And do I just... Because the types of murals we were doing were mosaic murals, so using tile, like glass tile and ceramic tile. And I said, so do I just sit around and cut tile all the time, or is there something bigger? And it was interesting. I had also started to coach art teachers to understand how to do what I did. And I recognized that I really had something to give, but I also recognized that I always had been recognized within the art community as someone who had a business mindset because I had a family of entrepreneurs. The architectural background of my father and brother were that they had their own firm. So I grew up seeing that, and I always knew that despite the stereotype of artists out here, we also are business people who have to make a living, and just like any other business owner. And that's not the common mindset of an artist. And I was being called an enigma and everything else in terms of that. So I've always had this ability to work on the left and right sides of my brain. But when I hit that wall and I said, okay, is this what I do for the rest of my life? I recognized I really needed to give back more to the arts community and to the larger community with things that I knew about. And I have been a member of a service that I was using for my business and for my family that saved us not only tons of money but also provided relief and gave me a support business-wise that I felt every artist should know. So I trudged forward. I added it to my business with this idealistic vision that all the artists were going to be so happy and want to take advantage of it. And unfortunately, I was kind of disappointed that they didn't in the way that I could see, you know, the vision that I could see. Fortunately, I have a bigger vision, and I didn't limit myself to only the arts community, although that's my heart and always will be. And so I began to expand that business. And now, 3 years later, it has become the largest part of my business, and it's totally left brain. It's so different now when people say, what are you doing? They kind of look at me for a second, and they go, but I thought you were doing art. Well, you know what? One person said to me that helped me put it in a framework. And they said, you know, many people have multiple careers. So I just look at this as my next evolution of my business and my career. So the other thing that I was going to say is that the business that I have is I am now an independent associate broker with a company called Legal Shield. So I help small businesses and families access the same types of services that my family and my business have had access to for over 5 years. And I recently got certified in a specialized division of the company where I also am gearing up to work with independent insurance brokers. So it's something so totally different than the art, but I have found that I actually really enjoy it, and it's now giving me the opportunity to still engage art in the way I want to rather than feeling like I had to take on projects because I had to pay the bills. Now I can do it in the manner that I choose. So it's an interesting shift, and it's also interesting when I talk to other artists now about what I'm doing, many of them admit later on that that's something that's actually kind of appealing to them, to be able to really... You know, have
amazing. I tell you, technology is amazing because we are experiencing power outage here in Connecticut where I am.
Uh-huh.
So I was excited. I now had to transfer from my studio to my cell phone. So I am glad that we are still able to continue the conversation, and I'm just praying that we'll get the power back before noontime when we get the show on. So I'm excited that you were not disconnected. So it's and how are you feeling now in this role. I know you have the opportunity to touch the lives of artists and lead them on a path that they would not have been on had you not answered to this call. And how are you feeling in this new role?
I actually love it. It really has given me the opportunity. And I'm still, you know, success and life and growth is a process, right? Hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, if we really engage the process well, it's a lifelong process. So
mm-hmm.
I'm still in the process of evolving, but I'm really excited because I'm now really stepping into a place where I was a leader in a different way when I did the murals, and now I'm a leader in a way where I can touch people that I previously really couldn't touch with the art. But I can contribute to someone's business and to someone else's success in a way that the murals really didn't, and in a way that can empower them or their business or their family. And that really gets me excited. And can I just tell you why?
You know something that's important, and I think where you are now, I think if you look on each aspect of your life journey, I don't think it is necessary to compare one against the other, but it's just to continue to evolve in the process that you are at this particular time, because the murals did what they were meant to do, to whom they were created for. Now you are at a different phase of the process. And you see what I'm showing you?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes when we do that, we tend to take away from one thing because it doesn't line up to the other. It's like us as parents, when we start to compare one child against the other, without realizing that they are unique in their own being.
Yes, that's a very distinct. Well, can I just share with you? This is what I really realized that I didn't in a way over the last couple of years, having this new legal show business, and it's not new anymore to me, but starting it. When I look back on the journey and what I was given and what I saw and what I've learned from my family, my father and my mother were very active in the civil rights movement in the United States. And now when I look at what I'm doing, I feel like the way that I'm able to empower people and the services I'm able to empower these families and businesses with are something that feels very similar to that to me, because this sort of service, even though it's 42-year-old company, it didn't exist during the civil rights movement. And I think back to, if something like this had been around, perhaps we would have made hills and mountains of strides beyond what was accomplished, not to diminish it, because the civil rights movement was an amazing change in society. And so I feel like I kind of call it civil rights 2.0, but for everyone, not just for African Americans or people who feel disenfranchised, but for everyone and for business, because I think mm-hmm. now we're really at a different, I think of it more as kind of almost an economic civil rights 2.0, to really empower people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the other things that we as servants, and not servant in a derogatory way, but servant as those of us who keep empowering others, is not to get comfortable where we are, because when we are servant and when we live in the seasons of our lives, we got to be ready to move when we are called to move. So it's to do our best now in this time, because your legacy will not be finished right where you are now. There will be many different plateaus of this journey, and you got to be ready to move when this season is over and you are called to do another another piece or another leg of what you're called to do. And it's going to be so glorious when you can sit back in that authentic recliner that was just designed for you, and just to view the legacy that you have created. It's going to be, I mean, your children will be the ones who will be sharing with the world later on that, now here I am doing something similar to what my grandparents and my parents did. Isn't that phenomenal?
It's phenomenal. I wish you could see my face right now. I was closing my eyes when you were saying that, and it just feels so good. And I absolutely can see it. I can feel it. I know that it's imminent. I deserve it, mm-hmm. and I am on that path towards it. So absolutely, I look forward to that recliner and
yes,
that rocking.
Yes, yes, because you know something. We will never, when we are walking in our calling and purpose, we will never be able to retire, because I ask, how can you retire from yourself? You can't retire. However, we keep building the legacy, and we build it, and we can begin to delegate and admire those to whom we have delegated to. And
absolutely.
We can do it with pride, and we can just have a big old grin on our face and just enjoy the moment when you see that the people you have molded over the years have stepped into themselves and know that they can just follow their heart and just manifest the greatness that is in them.
Absolutely, and even to dig deeper and see and know even more the greatness, because I know there's still more greatness to come out of me. You said,
"Oh yeah, you haven't even scratched the surface yet."
Oh no, I can feel that. I get so excited sometimes where I have to calm myself down, and I'm like, "Okay, Kay, let's slow down. It's all going to come. You can't have it all at once."
No, you're supposed to be excited.
Oh.
Don't calm yourself down, girl. Just be excited.
No. What I mean is sometimes I get so excited, I feel like I'm going to explode and, like, my heart starts beating, and I have to just go, okay, just breathe for a minute. It's coming. And usually I never lose the excitement.
It's not coming. It's here. You just need to accept it. It is here. It is here. It's not coming. Because the only time we are certain of is right now. We don't know what's going to happen later on today, and that's not our concern. It's for us to enjoy 100% of the present right now. So it's not coming. It's here. And when we embrace and live in the present, we will never have any regrets. We will never have regrets. You enjoy it. Laugh with yourself, laugh at yourself, and just enjoy this moment.
You know, it's interesting that you said that about laugh with it and laugh at yourself. I have found that as I've gotten older and more experienced, I laugh and seek to laugh at myself more than I ever have in life, and it feels good. And
it does.
People
do not realize how healing and healthy laughter and hug is. You don't need to have anybody to give you a joke to laugh. You just get up and you laugh hysterically. It opens up the adrenaline in your body, and it is healthy to do.
Yes. And it feels
good. I went to a conference last November in the Dominican Republic, and we had a whole session on hugging and laughter. And I was so proud of myself. I said, girl, you've been doing this for years. And people look at you and say, I'm crazy. A lot of times at church, people, they don't have to see me to know I'm there. You know, they say, oh, we heard you laughing. And people think, oh, why are you laughing at church? I just want to laugh, and I just laugh. And people get accustomed now, so they don't let it ruffle their feathers, you know, because I don't need a reason to laugh. I've had the reason because I woke up this morning, and I know people get in a tizzy about, you know, coming into my space and all of that. And I don't just run up and hug everybody, but I ask people's permission. And if you are a hugger, by all means, embrace and hug me, you know? So what can we look forward to from you in the near future? What are some of your, let's look at your five-year goal. What are you looking to do?
Well, let's see. This is 2014. My focus right now is with the company, with growing my company and my agency, is really to, over the next 5 years, grow and develop, find some sharp, really self-motivated and coachable people who want to work with my company, and mm-hmm. I want that to be a nationwide and Canadian team. I'm really looking to expand the business in that way and be able to lead and mentor and train those people. And I'm really excited because I just got certified in a specialized division that not everyone is certified in within Legal Shield, where mm-hmm. I can actually also partner with independent insurance brokers to begin mm-hmm. offering our services as an additional line, along with their health and their life and the other things that they offer, to help their clients and also to help the bottom line on their business, because a lot of the changes with healthcare in the U.S. has affected a lot of independent insurance agents, especially ones that offer health insurance. But the bottom line is, in terms of answering your question, the five-year goal is to have a nationwide team that I not only go visit and mentor, but also who I can help bring up and show them how to achieve the levels of success within the company. Like right now, just for doing what I feel passionate about, and I feel really, you talked about not retiring from yourself. I also say not retiring from my mission. To me, this feels like a mission to help others. And because I've done that consistently with this company for going on 27 months now, I am driving a car that I never imagined in my life, never even thought to think that I'd be driving. And I did need a car, so it was a timely thing. But now the company is paying for me. I drive a gorgeous a gold BMW. Never understood not only the experience of driving one, but that I deserved to drive that sort of automobile. And so just really helping us.
I understand what you're saying about the material aspect of it, but I can assure you that the car has not even matched up to the many lives that you have touched. So I want people to concentrate on the aspect of touching lives, because the material things, the material compensation will never match up to the investment and the impact that you have made on somebody's life. And now that you have made your intentions known to the universe, so you know that it is in place, you will just need to step at each leg. You know what you need to do to have this manifested. But once your intention is known, there's nothing you can do to take it back. It is out there already. You have made the commitment and the devotion to that. And I'm glad that you could have refused from stating when I asked you the question. Anyway, you made the decision that I'm going to verbally state it on the World Wide Web. So your intentions is out there. You can't take it back now. So you just You just need to find the right coach who will help you to get that in place, because every good winner needs a great mentor then. Because you know what? When you are in the frame, you are never able to see the picture. You have to step outside of the frame so you can really admire the gorgeous painting. So with
can
that
I say
being
something
said, I want to just thank you for coming on. And if, hey, I am available. I enjoy working with people who have the kind of goals that you are looking to accomplish and intention. So, hey, good morning, Miss Conway.
Hello. Hi.
I am not sure if you're hearing where we is power outage here in Connecticut. So using my some mobile device to connect on, and I hope you are hearing me. I am trying to see how we can get this all done, and I just hope that the power comes back on. It went off when I was on in the middle of the conversation with my second guest, and it is
got
still
it.
Off. So,
okay.
Let me plug something in and see if I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Okay,
can you
are
hear
you there?
Me? Yeah, I'm here. You can't hear me? I'm here.
All right. I think you're saying you can hear. I am not hearing you very loudly, but I think my listeners are hearing you after the show. Okay. All right. You're here. I want to thank you. I cannot hear you very clearly. However, I think the listeners are hearing you, so that's okay. We will continue.
Okay.
And I will focus on getting the volume up where I am not sure how I'm going to do that. However, thanks for your patience and for coming to join us this morning. For the people in the chat room, we are not able to communicate with you at this time because we lost electricity. So I want to welcome back my honored guest, Miss Veronica Conway. She's been on here a couple of times with us on here, and I'm very excited that you are back with us this morning.
Me too.
So would you please remind the listeners, Veronica, about what you have been doing since you were here the last time?
Well, gosh, I'll give you the short version. I'm a life and business coach. I help people remove the internal barriers, the fears, the doubts, the back of mind conflicts that interfere with their ability to make money. And so I took a bit of a step back from my business a couple of years ago and really evaluated it. I hired a very expensive mentor, a $50,000 a year mentor, and have been really redoing my business and making it more powerful and more simple. So now I am really thrilled to be working with folks that want to take their business to the next level. I'm especially focusing on small businesses and diverse coaches. So that's what I've been up to. And I'm not sure, can you hear me? You can't hear me, Daphne? Daphne? I guess I'm getting that you can't hear me. So yeah, I'm a strong believer in mentoring. I'm a strong believer in cutting people's learning curve by engaging with a mentor. I've invested heavily in mentors in the last couple of years, and it's been exciting and it's been powerful. I've got some new initiatives that I'm going to be launching in the next few months.
Okay.
And
they are almost in business because the electricity is back. So what I am going to need to do, continue speaking on Veronica. Thank you. And with the electricity being back, I would need to see if I'm not seeing you yet show up in my studio, but I'm seeing you on my tablet. So we will be asking
Okay, so you want me to continue to talk? So I'll keep talking. So, I'm honored to be here, Daphne, and I'm honored to participate in the things that you have going on. We connected prior to coming on this show, and I know that you're up to some big things and that you're in a real reinvention in your life, and that's a very powerful thing. I'm a firm believer in reinvention. I think we have to be very agile and flexible and mobile in these interesting and challenging times. So I'm really honored to be here to speak with you and your listeners, but I'm also just very proud of you, Daphne, in terms of what you're doing in your life to reinvent yourself. And I think that if we can do that and have the courage to stand up and make change and be open to that, then life gets good. And so I also am looking forward to participating in donating to the work that you're doing. I think it's very important work. And that's... I'm just happy to be here. So I'm a little, let's see here.
Yes. Good morning.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm hearing you. We have
I'm hearing a really big echo on your side, Daphne.
Yes. So let me disconnect some of those things here. Is that better?
Okay, that's a lot better. Great.
Okay, what happened? I was trying to use my cell as a hotspot when we had lost the power, but it's back on now. And, you know, it's a blessing when you're working with professionals because I know I wouldn't need to worry about you being on there because I know how to conduct the conversation. So thank you so very much.
Sure, sure.
For doing that. And I want to take this time to properly welcome you. We'll go on later on and edit what needed to be edited because it's always good to have a backup plan, but we never know. In the middle of the conversation with Kelia, the power went off and it's back on now. So I pray it will work.
Are you having a storm back east? Is that what's happening?
We went from 74 degrees to snow and rain. So I don't know what's happening out there with CLMP, right? I'm glad it came back on. So it simply means the winds are strong as well. So I don't think any branches came down on ours. I'm just glad it's back. So you never know. Life happens, right?
Shows up.
So I need to give you an extra few minutes, and while we are on here talking, I'm going to ask them to extend my time so I'll have more time for for my other guest that's coming on. So I don't know what you spoke about before because I was not able to hear you, and we don't need to repeat that, but
sure.
I want to honor you for all the work that you have been doing. And I don't know whether or not you told the guests what you were up to since you were on here the last time. Have you done that when I was not able to hear you?
I told them a little bit about it, but I think we can sort of start over and take it from the top. I mean, I want to give some context to the work that I'm doing and what the meaning and the relevance might be for the audience.
Okay, wonderful. Well, as I mentioned, this is my third guest for the morning, and I honor her and honor the work she's doing. Veronica Conway, I've known her for several years. She's part of the FraserNet family, and she is doing some amazing work. So it is always an honor to have her on here with me. And one thing I want to remember the people who are just joining us is that we are asking all our supporters and listeners for this anniversary month to donate to our not-for-profit, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And we are asking you to donate to the Breakfast Feeding Program by going to GoFundMe.com. / the number 1, lowercase g, the number 4, letter M, and 3, 8. So just support us there. And if you are willing to be on our board of directors, we are looking for some dynamic movers and shakers to help us out there.
I'd love to have a conversation about what that might mean and what that might look like.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, Veronica, to just update us on what it is you're doing and how it will be beneficial for helping entrepreneurs to move along.
Sure.
In what you're doing.
I'm going to start a little bit with my story. Because I think that my story has a bit of relevance in terms of how and why I came to do the work that I do and what it means for people, you know, in general. When I was 3 years old, my mother laid me down in a bathtub, and she didn't lay me down in the bathtub to give me a bath. She laid me down in the bathtub because my parents were about to go into war into a gunfire battle with the people outside. And so she laid me down in that bathtub because that was the only safe place in the old abandoned church that we were living in. And so I was born the daughter of a former Black Panther. The Second Civil War happened in this country when the police and the government went to war with Black men. So I was a child of that war. And before the age of 7, because my parents were, you know, very powerfully acting in the civil rights movement, before my father went to jail when I was age 7, I witnessed police shootouts. I experienced death threats against my life. I attended school under an alias, and so even in that, I had to remember every day as a little girl at 7, you know, that my name was Anderson and not Bowers, which was my given name. So I had this very dramatic upbringing. But a very interesting thing happened, because my father went to prison. He was convicted back in 72, and he went to jail. But I saw him live like a free man, even though he was incarcerated. And I saw so many of our brothers and sisters walking around living lives of incarceration, what seemed to be mental incarceration, even though they were free. So I began to ask myself at a very young age, what's the difference that makes the difference? Is freedom really a is it a choice, or is it a function of your circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
And so as I look around at the great leaders of the world, you know, Nelson Mandela and Mahatma Gandhi and even Martin Luther King, I believe that they chose freedom. And I believe that we can too. So I feel like I'm closer to the word freedom than anyone I know. And I'm closer to the word freedom, and I'm very close to its opposite, because I've had a deep and direct experience with the opposite. And so I've spent my life, and I've really dedicated my life, in studying what it is that makes us most free, what makes us free financially, what makes us free in terms of, you know, our impact in the world, what makes us free in our businesses, what makes us free around raising our children, what makes us free to do the things that we're really meant to do here on this planet. And, you know, if you look at a pantherist in the jungle, or a lioness out in the on the savannah, and you compare her to the one at the zoo, they're very different. They have a different look in their eyes, right? The one at the zoo is really waiting on their next meal, and the one in the jungle has to move. She has to be very on her game. She has to move with intensity and with intention, because it's a jungle out there and there's predators all around. And so I think my experience of people is that we've been domesticated. We were born free, but we've become domesticated. And what does it mean to be domesticated? So to be domesticated means that you have lost your ability to live in the wild, that you have fundamentally lost your ability to live in the wild. And for most of us out here, it's really a jungle out here, and it is wild.
Oh, tell me about it, especially for entrepreneurs.
Especially for entrepreneurs, but we've lost our ability to actually navigate the wild, to have the senses of a panther, a panther has over 800 muscles in its body that it can move voluntarily at will, voluntarily. And so we have to begin to call ourselves home, into our capacity to navigate this very new and difficult and dangerous terrain. And so my quest is really about how we create freedom in our minds, right? And we sort of undomesticate ourselves, and how we choose freedom. But it's also about how we restore our senses, how we restore our skill set, how we, you know, restore our vision, so that we can effectively be powerful out here in the world.
Mm-hmm. Veronica, we have a call. I just want to take this call. For those of you who were probably hanging out in the chat room all along, we had a power outage, so we are running a little behind. However, we are going to continue the conversation. Let me take this caller. And you are listening. The voice prior to mine was the voice of Veronica Conway. But let me check in with this caller, because we want to take questions in between our conversation. Caller, good morning. Your first three digits are 773. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Daphne, it's just me, Talia. I'm waiting.
Oh, good morning.
It's my show.
I hope your time allow you to hang out with us a bit, because...
Yes, I will.
I'm going to mute you back. In the middle of the conversation with Keila, we lost power and we just got back on.
Yeah, I heard that. So, yeah, I'll
hang out. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful.
Hi to Leah.
Hi, Veronica.
To Leah.
How you doing, Veronica?
Good. I'm great. How are you?
It's exciting.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, my sister. So, yeah, it's amazing. I tell you, no wonder we hit the circuit out today. The power is up in the house today, Veronica.
Nah.
yeah, you know, it's all good. You know, I listen to you share your story, and it excites me because it comes a time when we got to be bold to step up and oftentimes dismantle that with which we were extremely comfortable and to just go back to basics and to build again.
Yeah, and that's what I did. I was telling the audience earlier, your audience earlier, listeners, that, you know, I took a step back in my business. I took a year or two off. I mean, I did some business, but I kind of lived in my pajamas. You know, I had run three companies, and I had raised two children as a single mother. I'd gotten my children $1 million in private school education for $25,000. That's another story for another day. I call it the battle hymn of the Panther Mom. how to get $1 million in fancy private school education for your kids for $25,000. But I was tired. I got really tired at the end of all that because I had been, even though I'd had a lot of support, and I just got tired. And so I took a step back, and I lived in my pajamas, and when I say lived in my pajamas, it was like, you know, people would invite me to, I put my stuff in storage, I put my son with his dad for a few months, and I got my daughter off to college, she's at Wellesley College, and I was tired, and you couldn't make me get up and do anything, and people would say, well, do you want to come to this event, or do you want to come to that event, and I'm like, well, can I wear my pajamas, is it pajama attire, can I wear my pajamas, like I was committed to pajamas, and sometimes we need to take a step back, and really deeply evaluate, and one of the things that I discovered in that process, I did a lot of prayer and meditation, I did a lot of studying about business principles, I've probably reviewed about a half a million dollar library in terms of understanding business, right? And I studied that, and I also went into a deep meditation about my own story and really looking at what it is, like to even get closer to why I'm here and why I'm designed to do what I do, and why I'm meant to do the work that I do, and how I'm meant to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I created the opportunity to do that, and out of that was really born a new perspective about, you know, I think in these times when we talk about the Panther energy, when we talk about being wild and free, and we talk about agility and speed.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we have to do if we want to be agile and fast and is that we have to strip everything down that is unessential in our lives, and we have to come to a profound clarity about what is most essential. In other words, the Panther travels light in terms of her her mental space, travels light in terms of, you know, what she's lugging. You know, she doesn't lug a bunch of stuff around because she's not waiting on her next meal at the zoo. She has to move. And so that level of speed, you have to have clarity. You have to be really aligned with your vision and your purpose. And you have to be willing to travel light, which means to cut away and to bless and release any and all of the things that are not, that don't propel you forward, that don't propel you into your purpose. And that's the work.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
that's the
yes,
work.
yes. You know, girl, I tell you, I need to have you back because I'm hearing a whole new you, which has evolved since the last time we talked. You need a whole episode. We need to get into conversation. Oh, I'm serious. I'm going to call you after I get off air, because this is a conversation we need to have one-on-one, so we can just get that out there, because this is a new revolution that's taking place in this conversation. This is a conversation we haven't had before. And
correct.
We need to be able to go in depth with that. So I hope you'll agree for us to do that.
Sure, I would love to. I would love
to. Know, it's amazing. And, you know, sisters are stepping up now, and the brothers have been doing it for a while, and they've been taking the hands of each other to move along. And we as women need to do that more for the younger women and the girls, and even some of the older women too. Their hands need to be held, not to babysit them and not to enable them, but to help them to enter into their own revolution.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting. I've been doing a lot of very wild, I'm on a fairly provocative radio show every week, and we talk a lot about masculine and feminine relating, and we talk about sex, and we talk about all kinds of stuff, but one of the things that is really apparent is the real rift that has come up between brothers and sisters. And what I also talk about is how sisters, one of the biggest challenges that we face is because, you know, our brothers have been under assault by the dominant culture, but the sisters have, I think it's psychological warfare out here.
It is.
And so that's what's happening. And, and you know, in so many ways, our sisters have become exhausted because we've had to shoulder so much in our communities because the men have been under assault and the men are sort of stepping back and giving up a bit, right? Not all men, but many.
Yeah.
And so we've become very exhausted. And in a certain way, we've lost the protection of our men. And I think that we're one of the few cultures that has that experience. And so if we don't come together to support, uplift, and cherish and support one another, then humanity is in dire straits.
Exactly.
And if we as entrepreneurs don't find our mojo, don't really find that essential part of ourselves, that essential nature, humanity is in, you know, because businesses are the engine that will help us be independent and autonomous in our community. And if we don't find the wherewithal to connect with that part of ourselves and then to come into community with each other and deal with it, then humanity is, we're in dire straits.
That's right. You know, I met, I was in a new community this week and doing some work pertaining to the French student program, and I met some amazing people. And I was talking, and I entered into 2014 making my intention be known that I'm ready for a long-term committed relationship. And I was talking with one of the couples about this, and I said to them, you know, the person that comes into my life has to be certain about himself. I said, I have a strong personality, and I said, for want of a better description now, I say he can't be a wimp, because I say when I go out, he has to be able to stand on his own with his shoulders held high and stand in his boldness and not be threatened by my personality. And the husband say, I got you. I know what you mean. You know, so, you know, Veronica, Go ahead. No, I was going to tell you, I want to give a little time to Talia. So I'm going to wrap up with you, but we are going to have you back. And Talia, don't worry. I am going to be able to extend the time with you to give you 30 minutes too. So we are not cutting you short, okay? But go along with the thought you were going to say, Veronica.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, part of the challenge that we face on this planet is that the polarities have been reversed between men and women. In other words, mm-hmm. most mm-hmm. women, because they've taken on so much of providing and, we've had to adopt a masculine polarity, and then by definition, our men go into a more feminine polarity. So we're mm-hmm. watching the poles shift right now, the polarities yep. shift right now, and so that has pretty deep and meaningful implications for our community. And so
yes.
that's one of the things that I've been speaking about lately is how to reverse that phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm honored mm-hmm. to be here.
Yes.
And so I thank you.
Thank you so very much. And I want to ask you to help me get the word out so we can pay it forward by helping help to put a hot breakfast in the stomach of these children, because we never know. We might be nurturing the future Prime Minister of Jamaica through this breakfast feeding program, because
yeah,
we
absolutely.
Never know who is in that classroom that we are touching their lives. So,
yeah, so you have my support with that.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to make if folks want to get in touch with me.
Yes, I was
going
to say that. Mm-hmm.
If you're an entrepreneur who knows that it's time, knows that it's really time to get essential, and to get clear and to make a radical shift, then you can schedule a complimentary session with me. You can go to www.veronicaconway.com, veronicaconway.com/strategy. That's veronicaconway.com/strategy. And you can sign up for a strategy session with me. If you want to find out, if you want to check out, I've written a little manifesto called The Black Paper, which is getting a lot of attention and traction right now, and you can find that at www.theblackpaper.com.
Would you repeat the Veronica Conway site?
Sure.
I'm putting it
sure.
in the chat room.
Sure, it's www.veronicaconway.com/strategy, and I'm doing just a handful of strategy sessions for folks that are really, really clear and committed and know deeply that it's time for some pretty radical change. So if you're open to having things stay the same, I'm probably not the chick that you want to talk to. But if you know that it's time to make a radical change, then I'm probably the girl that you should talk to. So it's wonderful.
All right.
Throw that out there.
You, she's good. She's good at what she does. So I'll be touching bases with you very soon we can set up a time for this conversation. And again, I thank you for your patience this morning
sure.
with the power outage and all of that. And continued
yeah.
success in everything
yeah,
that
you
do, my sister.
To
thank
you too.
Very much.
Take good care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sister Talia.
Daphne, how are you?
How are you, my sister? Oh, I'm telling you.
Thanks, girl.
Were you listening to the show from the when we had the power? When
I
was,
I was on, you know, I'm always multitasking. I was listening to Kiela while I was on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and I was listening to Veronica.
Okay. Yeah, I have to, because I was not able to properly say thank you to Kalia.
Kiela.
Because of the outage, so I'll have to call her on the phone to say that. Technology has a mind of its own. However, I am excited to be on with you now, and I was trying to get Blog Talk Radio to increase the time. However, they said not to hang up after my 2 hours is up. Just continue with the show, and it will still be recorded. So I was excited about that.
Okay, all right. And they can
so,
listen.
You, I just realized this morning that Mrs. Smith Upton, when I had her on the show, it was like 4 years ago. I cannot imagine that time. So the last time that you were actually on the show is about 3.5-4 years ago, right?
Yes, it's been a while.
Oh, my heavens, where you been hiding out?
Well, so, you know, I was doing some contract training for a while, so I kind of set my purpose aside for a little bit, but I've been back on it lately, and I am moving forward. I'm excited.
Good. So take this opportunity. We are going to treat you like a brand new guest.
Okay.
Would you just tell the people who you are, introduce yourself, and give them a little bit about your story.
Okay, I'm going to give them the Cliff Notes version. I am Talaya Stovall. I'm an author, speaker, and life purpose coach. And just to give them a little snippet, I like to share that my passion for writing was always in me. When I was a little girl, whenever I'd get passionate about something, I had to put it in writing, and I still do. But like when I get mad at somebody in my family, I'd write them a long letter detailing the heinous crimes they committed against me and why I wasn't going to be their friend anymore. And my brother called them hate notes. But by the time I was 14 years old, I knew that I wanted to be an author, but I didn't have enough confidence in my gift to step out there and actually go into journalism. So when my counselors told me, oh, you should be an engineer, you're good in math and science, I went that route instead. But it was never a fit for me. I ended up changing to business, got an MBA in business, went to banking for many years, but I always ended up being the person who wrote the training manual or presented the training or wrote the disaster recovery manual or edited the newsletter or whatever it was. Whenever something called for writing or speaking, I was always the one that they pulled on. So I won't go through the whole story, but my favorite book says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. I had the opportunity to meet some awesome people like Les Brown and George Fraser and Mark Victor Hansen and Dr. Miles Monroe, who you know well as well. You know all of those. I just realized that all of those were steps toward me getting back into my real, true purpose. And I wrote my first book, as you know, that's what we talked about when we talked before. But since then, I have received a publishing contract from Hay House Publishing. You're probably familiar with Louise Hay and Hay House Publishing. And how I won it, I just believe this was, I always had prophecies that I was going to have a bestseller, and Lightbulb Moments is the book that I entered into a contest that Hay House was having. And out of 4,000 submissions, my book won the contest, and I got the
Wonderful. It's just amazing to follow through on believing ourselves and not give up. I have a caller. Let me take this caller. If you just hold a minute, please.
Yes.
Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 8746. Would you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Hello. Yes, my name is Freddie Randall, and I'm calling from Chicago.
I didn't hear you clearly where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm calling from Chicago.
DeKalb?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Well, good morning.
Right here. Hi, Freddie.
Okay. Do you have a question or a feedback or a remark? Thank you for calling in to the show.
Well, no, I don't have a question, but I do have something that I would like to just say, because you know, when you just walk in your purpose, you know, it's just an awesome thing, you know, when you trust God, and that's what I'm doing right now, just walking in my purpose, trusting God to guide me. So I just think it's an awesome thing to hear someone when they just give up. They job and do what God asks them to do. That's an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. They trust God to guide them and take them through to walk in their purpose. So I just think that's just awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for calling in. I'm not sure whether you were on from the beginning listening. However, we have a breakfast feeding program that we are doing in Jamaica for an elementary school, and we are asking our listeners to help us with donation on this, our anniversary month. We are celebrating 6 years here on the radio, and we are asking people to donate to the program by visiting GoFundMe.com/1, 4, 3, and 8. It doesn't have to be $1 million. However, if you have $1 million and donate it, it will help us immensely to get the cafeteria and everything. However, whatever you have, if you have a dollar and you know somebody else that has $3 or $4 more, put it together and donate $5. So we are looking for everybody's support. And on the gentleman on the phone, we would appreciate if you follow us on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne, on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, and check out the radio site itself, blogtalkradio.com, and mark it as a favorite so you will always be informed as to who our guests are that are coming on. Are you still there?
Yes, yes, I heard.
Do you have any question for Ms. Stovall?
No, I don't have any questions at this time. I'm going to listen and
okay.
Learn. And,
All right. Thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
So, Daphne, I am just super excited, as I was saying, Light Bulb Moments, 75
mm-hmm.
Lessons in Everyday Living. That's the title of the book. It's going to be released on June 9th.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
And you know something, Talia, a lot of times people talk about overnight success, and I always say it. I think on every episode that I am, I always tell people some overnight success takes 30 years.
Well, you know, there's always the plant is always growing underneath the ground before you see the leaves come up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't know. The process has been in someone's life. When we see them as a success, you know,
that's
it may
right.
look easy to us, but they've been working at it for a long time.
Exactly, and that's what I tell people. Don't be discouraged and don't give up, because failure can only happen when you give up. But like my first guest this morning, Jim Nemley, he says the difference between a loser and a winner is that the winner tried one more time.
That's right.
And I always
800
say,
more times. You just
exactly.
don't know.
Exactly. And I say to Leah, who is counting?
Right.
You know, when you fall, don't be counting how many times you fall. Just get up and keep brush yourself off and keep going. You know,
well,
I enter into this year, 2014,
mm-hmm.
and I have a local cable TV show that I do. And I, over the winter, I was doing a lot of episodes because of the bad winter. The guests weren't coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt I was continuously doing episodes that was directing my viewers to reinvent, dismantle, recreate, modify, adjust, whatever it was that they're doing. And even for those times when I did episodes on the radio that pointed that in that direction, the
mm-hmm.
downloads, Talia, was massive.
Mm.
So they were massive. And people sometimes think they are the only ones that is going through stuff.
Right.
No, you're not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
But you just need to keep focus on what you are called to do and just keep giving it your best and keep turning up, because once you turn up, you are going to get the next portion of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. That is so true, so true.
You know, you talk about doing some contract work in the past, and now you are back into your entrepreneurship processing.
Yes.
Let's talk about your journey from corporate, from banking into entrepreneurship. Has it always been easy, smooth gliding for you?
Oh, absolutely not. I was, you know, I got to the point where I was so miserable in corporate America after going through 3 mergers and, you know, every time change and I'd land. And after that 3rd merger, I was so miserable, and I had a coach, and my coach asked me, why is it that you think you're so miserable on this job? And I said, I think God is making me so uncomfortable here that I don't have a choice but to go somewhere else. I always admired entrepreneurs. I didn't think I would be one, but I always thought, you know, I just always had a lot of respect for people who were entrepreneurs. And I just felt that writing pulling on me more and more, and I just knew that I was somehow, whatever I did was going to incorporate writing. And I actually started interviewing for another job at the bank as a technical writer for the bank. It didn't really feel exactly like what I wanted to do, but I just knew I wanted to do something that had to do with writing. But I met Brown, and I was talking to him about getting speaking training and writing a book, and I'd send him some samples, and he really loved my writing. And so I knew that was the direction I was going in, and after a phone conversation with a friend, that's when the first book just clarified in my head. But meanwhile, I still had this job that I was miserable in. You know how you...
Fear holding you hostage.
Yeah, you get that pit in your stomach. Your stomach starts hurting at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night because you know you got
to
go back there
go
the
to
next
work.
Morning
oh,
and be
God.
That's where I was. And but I just knew. God just revealed it to me, and I knew down to the day that I was going to get a package, that I was going to be released from there. And it happened just that way. And I was free, and not only was I free, but I had a severance package that I could live on for a while I started to really get into my real purpose that I was created for. And since I've been doing the writing and the speaking and the coaching, I feel more alive when I'm living in my purpose. And I've learned that, you know, we can try to make things happen on our own. We can try to kick doors down, but it's so much easier when you're living in your purpose to just walk through the doors that are open.
Exactly, because they are open for you,
exactly.
And everything is there. It's like you are invited to dinner, and you know you probably want to turn up with a bottle of wine or a dessert, but you know the main course is already there for you.
Exactly.
And even when you turn up with the wine and the dessert, you hear the host say to you, you didn't have to bring anything.
Yes.
I just needed you to turn